What comes to your mind when you hear the name Stephen Furtick? The interviewer asked the renowned theologian. Hey, they're talking about me. I sprinted back into the room where the video was playing, secretly excited to be the center of attention. I had read this guy's book about ministry in seminary, so I was rather flattered he knew my name. We had never even met. I'd found this particular interview the way you discover most YouTube videos, by free-falling into the abyss that is the recommended for you sidebar. After I'd clicked it, I'd walked away to get dressed for church. I could still hear the interview in the background, but I wasn't really listening. Until, out of nowhere, I heard that sweetest sound of all, my own name. It's always great to be recognized. Except when it's not. What comes to your mind when you hear the name Stephen Furtick? The theologian sighed and dropped his head, signifying that the mere consideration of my name was wearisome. That got the crowd chuckling. Apparently, they knew he wasn't a fan. Long, pained pause, agonized grimace, bone-chilling stare, then the verdict. Unqualified. He delivered the four syllables with a disgust that underscored the gravity and finality of his pronouncement. Only the gavel sound effect was missing. No elaboration, no explanation, no qualifiers. My whole life in ministry summed up with a single word. And abruptly, the interview moved on. Unqualified? That word started the wheels spinning in my head. It was strange because part of me wanted to come to my defense. Against YouTube? But the other part was thinking, friend, you don't know the half of it. Yes, I struggle. With my temper, with my focus, with my motives, with my eating habits, with my prayer life, with my state of mind. And that list doesn't even scratch the surface. I know my weaknesses and faults better than anyone. I don't need to listen to an online interview to feel disqualified. Hardly a day goes by that I'm not seized by the sensation that I have no business doing what I'm doing, that I'm in over my head, that I don't deserve any of my blessings or opportunities. Am I unqualified? This audiobook is the answer to that question. I'm not writing it in reaction to that random interview on YouTube. I've been asking myself that question my whole life. And maybe you have too. When I started the journey that lies behind this audiobook, I wanted to finally figure out how to respond to that question within myself. I wanted to know that if that theologian was correct, if the whispers of doubt that regularly rattle through my head are inner demons to be ignored or warning bells to be heeded, if I should shoulder my responsibilities with confidence in my calling, or panic and hide before I mess everything up. At one point or another, you've probably felt unqualified. Maybe you didn't have the dubious privilege of being informed of the fact via YouTube, but you knew it was true nonetheless. I think we all secretly fight feelings of inadequacy, insufficiency, and incompetence. We wonder whether we really measure up. We fear we are not enough, whatever that means in our particular situations. Maybe it's in your character. There is a flaw, a crack, a deficiency that you try your hardest to hide. It could be lust. It could be anger. It could be addiction. Even if it's in the past, you may live in secret fear that one day it will come back in fury and destroy everything you are building. Maybe it's in your role as a parent. At the workplace, you have everything under control. You can buy and sell and trade with the best of them. But your home life is another story. You have no idea how to raise your teenager, and you are feeling dangerously unprepared. Or maybe you know something deep in your soul is propelling you into ministry. Not necessarily full-time, but definitely something significant. You are supposed to be a leader, a decision-maker, a risk-taker. But your track record is far from spotless, and the thought of putting yourself out there is petrifying. What if you fail? And what if your failures shipwreck others along the way? Many people live their entire lives fighting these contradictions. They deal constantly with voices in their heads telling them that they don't qualify, that they will never qualify, that they are totally, epically disqualified. I wrote a book called Crash the Chatterbox about how to sort through negative thoughts. But this audiobook isn't about just changing what rattles around in our minds or what comes out of our mouths. It's about understanding who we really are now in order to be who we are capable of becoming. It's about ruthlessly peeling back the prejudices and assumptions we have made about ourselves. It's about letting God be our source of sufficiency. I have good news. If you look at the great men and women of Scripture, you find one common denominator. They were all unqualified. God has a habit of picking people who have been passed over.